take another one of these? Oh, you're using it. Okay, today is December 8th, 2014. Okay, so we'll start with one time homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Okay, so we only have one passage left in chapter 8. Yeah, I didn't send out the recording yet because I have to confess that last week after the break I forgot to press the record button on the recorder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for the second part. I got the first part, but we had a break. It would just take me 10 minutes to re-record that little passage. But I've been lazy. Okay, so we are on page 118. This is the end of the further reading. And then this is a passage from the Milinda Panha. Okay, so I'll recite and then you recite after me. Raja Aha.
Raja Aha.
Bhante Nagasena.
Bhante Nagasena.
Yo Ida Kalakato.
Yo Ida Kalakato.
Brahmaloke Upajaya.
Brahmaloke Upajaya.
Yocha Ida Kalakato.
Yocha Ida Kalakato.
Kasmire Upajaya.
Kasmire Upajaya.
Ko Chiratarang.
Ko Chiratarang.
Ko Sigatarang.
Ko Sigatarang.
Listen, pussycat. You've got to recite as fast as the rest of us. Okay. So, Rod, don't look innocent on me. Okay, so Raja Aha means the king said. And why does king, Raja, king is a male, why does it end in a long A? Doesn't that mean female?
No.
Why?
Raja.
Rajin, it's a R. It's N with I N, I think.
Not I N. Right. A-N. The stem form is A-N. Ending with A N. And so to form the nominative singular, the un ending changes to the long A, A. It's similar to Atan, meaning self, which becomes Atta. Or Brahman, which in the masculine becomes Brahma. Okay, so the king said, Bhante Nagasena, then yo is one who, Ida is here, in this case referring to the human world. Kalakato means literally Kala is time and Kato is done. So it's literally one who has done time. Now in English, one who has done time or one who is doing time is one who is in prison. But in Pali, doing time means something worse than going to prison. It means dying. And so, or at least people think it's worse. And Kalakato means one who has died. So one who has died here, then Brahmaloke, what case?
Negative.
Right.
Locative.
So it's in the Brahma world. Upajaya is what form of the verb?
Appetite.
Right. Meaning who would arise in the sense of being reborn. So one who has died here and would be reborn or would arise in the Brahma world, yocha idakalakato, and one who has died here, then kasmire upajaya. Do you know what kasmire is?
It's the place, Kashmir.
Yeah. It's, we still call it by the same name. Now it's called Kashmir. But in Pali, Kasmira. So one who would, has died here, that is in the human world, and has been and would arise in Kashmir. And they are speaking in Gandhara, which is like Afghanistan. So, or Pakistan, where Pakistan is now. Purushavati. This is Peshwar in modern Pakistan. So Kashmir is maybe a few hundred miles away. So he's saying, Ko Chiratarang. So Ko is the question, who? And Chiratarang, Chira means long. And tarang is comparative. So it's who longer than ko sigatarang, who more quickly. So the sense is who would be reborn later after a longer time, and who would be reborn more quickly in a shorter time. So putting it together, the king is asking, okay, somebody has died here. Maybe he's referring not simply to the human world, but to that place, Peshwar. Somebody has died here and would be reborn in the Brahma world, and someone else would die here in Peshwar and be reborn, would arise in Kashmir. So who would take a longer time to be reborn, and who would be reborn more quickly? So naturally, we think if somebody is going by plane or by bus from Pakistan to Kashmir, maybe it'll take 8 hours. And if they're going by plane from Peshwar to the Brahma world, it would take maybe a few days, yeah, with some stops in the celestial realms. Or it would take a long time, right? But Nagasena says, Samakang Maharaja. You could say
Samakang Maharaja.
Okay, so Samakang is actually it's an adjective based on Sama. Sama, you could say it in English. It's almost the same word in English.
Same.
The same. Yeah. So he says it would be the same, great king. And then the king says, Opamang Karohi.
Opamang Karohi.
Yeah, Opamang means a simile. And so he's saying, make a simile. Or in English we would say, give a simile. Okay, so Nagasena is going to give the simile. He says, Kuhingpana Maharaja.
Kuhingpana Maharaja.
Tava Jatanagaram.
Tava Jata Nagara.
Okay, and then the king replies, Ati Bhante.
Ati Bhante.
Kalasi Gamo Nama.
Kalasi Gamo Nama.
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 I heard the cat say mana. Tadaham jato.
Tadaham jato.
Okay, so Nagasena asked the king, he says, Kuhing. Kuhing means where. And pana, don't really translate it. So it's just... it's just part of a sentence, we can't really translate it. So he's saying, where, great king, Tava is your Jata Nagarang. Well, maybe it should be Jati Nagarang. Okay, anyway, this it says Jata Nagarang. Nagarang means city, and Jata means born, or I would actually prefer Jati, birth. So where is the city of your birth? Where is your birthplace? Or in what city were you born? And then the king says, Ati Bhante Kalasi Gamo Nama. So, no, you've already recited it. So Ati, there is, O Venerable, a place called Kalasi Gama. That's the name of the city, Kalasi Gama. And he says, Tat Ahang Jato. What is Tat Ahang? What does that word mean?
Tat Ahang. Tat Ahang.
Right. It's a combination of Tata, which means there, and Ahang, meaning I. So by Sandhi, the two A's come together to make a long A. And Jato is born. So there is, Bhante, a place called Kalasi Gama. There I was born. Okay, so then the king says, Kiva Duro, I'm sorry, Nagasena says, Kiva Duro Maharaja.
Kiva Duro Maharaja.
Ito Kalasi Gamo Hoti.
Ito Kalasi Hoti.
So Kiva Duro means how far. And then Ito means from here. And then, of course, Kalasi Gamo is the name of the city, and Hoti is means is. So Nagasena is asking, how far from here, great king, is Kalasi Gama? And then the king replies, Dumatani Bhante.
Dumatani Bhante.
Yojana Satani.
Yojana Satani.
Okay, this is a way in which approximate numbers are created in Pali. Let's just put aside Dumatani. Okay, well, first I'll translate it. Dumatani is from du, which means two. It's a form of the word meaning two. And mata, it's similar to the English word, it's related to the English word measure, but it sometimes takes on the meaning of about. Sometimes it means only. In Chinese, it's the character wei, meaning only, like like there's a school of Buddhism called the Weisha. Is that what it is? That means only mind school, only consciousness school. Yes, so Mutta is sometimes only, sometimes about. And then it goes with Yojana. Yojana was a measure of distance used in ancient India. It's about, let's say, 6 miles. And then after Yojana comes the word Satani, which is a plural of the word Satta, meaning hundred. So suppose we don't have Dumatani, but suppose he just says 200 Yojanas. This will make it easy. So it would be Dve, that's the normal word meaning two, Dve Yojana Satani. So the way large numbers are constructed, this would be hundreds and thousands. One puts the number of hundreds and thousands before the noun, and then the word meaning hundred or a thousand comes as a suffix to the noun. So Dve Yojana Satani is two, that's Dve, hundreds of Yojanas. You see, that's the way 200 Yojanas. It's expressed as though we're saying two hundreds of Yojanas. Suppose it's 300 Yojanas. How would you say that? It's going to use a neuter form. Any idea? You're on the right track, but we want the neuter form for three. Oh, if you have to look in the book. Anybody get it off the bat? Okay. Teeny Yojana Satani. How far is California from New York, approximately?
3,000 miles.
Okay, so put it in Pali.
Tancha Yojana Satani?
How many Yojanas in a mile?
5 to 6. One Yojana 6 miles. So
oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, that I was thinking. I'm sorry.
500 Yojanas.
I want you to say 3,000 Yojanas.
Oh, 10,000.
You have to get the word for 1,000. Okay, teeny Yojana. Sahasani. Sahasa is 1,000. And so the plural of 1,000 would be Sahasani. And 3,000, Tini Yojana Sahasani. Do you get the spelling of that?
How do you spell it?
Yeah, I'm going to. Oh, right, I have to share the screen. Let me first finish spelling it. Then. Okay, I'm going to share the screen. Okay, so here it is. So here we have three. I think it's a long I. I have to check on this. Yes, a long life. Okay, so Tini is three. Yojana is the distance, a yojana. And Sahasani is 1,000. So these are 3,000 yojanas. If you want to say about 3,000 yojanas, what would you say?
Tini Matani.
Right. Then it becomes the short A. I'm sorry, the short eye. Okay, so coming back to our book now.
But what if like 2,500 or 2,500? Do they have something like that? Or you'll say cha and.
I think one would say panchavisati satani.
Oh, okay.
Panchavisati is 25,
mm-hmm.
Satani is 100.
Okay.
And then there's another way to say, I think it would be pancha satani. Plus 2,000, 500 plus 2,000. I think we lost the cat there. It'll come back. Okay, so coming back to the book, so he answers, the king answers, about 200 yojanas. That's how far Kalasi Gama is. Then he asks, Kiva Durang Maharaja.
Kiva Durang Maharaja.
Ito Kasmirang Hoti.
Ito Kasmirang Hoti.
Okay, so now Nagasena asks, how far from here is Kashmir? And then Nagasena, or the king, replies, Dvadasa Bhante Yojanani. You repeat.
Dvadasa Bhante Yojanani.
So Dvadasa is 12, and the answer is 12 yojanas. Okay, so now Nagasena says, Inga Tvang Maharaja.
Inga Tvang Maharaja.
Kalasi Gamang Chintehi.
Kalasi Gamang Chintehi.
And then the king says, Chintito Bhante.
Chintito Bhante.
And then Nagasena says, Ingatvang Maharaja.
Ingatvang Maharaja.
Ingatvang Maharaja.
Kasmirang Chintehi.
Kasmiram Chintehi.
And the king says, Chintitang Bhante.
Chintitang Bhante.
Okay, so Inga, again, this is like an untranslatable word. It just proceeds like giving a command, something like, come now. So come now, great king, think of Kalasigama. Chintehi is the imperative, second person imperative, second person singular imperative, think. So think of Kalasigama. And so the king says, Chintito Bhante. That means it's thought of. In other words, I've thought of it.
Yeah.
So I ask, for example, Venerable Sagarananda, where were you born?
Taipei City.
Think of Taipei. You've thought of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's thought of it. Okay, now I say, the Nagasena says, Ingatvang Maharaja Kasmirang Chintehi. No, you've done it already. So he said, come now, great king, think of Kashmir. And then the king says, Chintitang Bhante. That means it's thought of, Bhante. And notice, when he thinks of Kalasigama, it's Chintito. But when he thinks of Kashmira, of Kashmir, it's Chintitang. Why the difference?
Why?
Kalasigama and Kashmira. Why one ends Chintito, the other Chintitang.
Because I think it's one is a
masculine. One feminine. One neuter.
Which is masculine, which is neuter?
Kasmiran is neuter.
Yeah, and?
And Kalasikama is masculine.
How do you know it's masculine?
By the ending.
What is the ending that you see?
The long A. The A and the M.
Where do you see a long A in
after the G.
By what?
The long A and the M?
At the end of what?
At Kalasigamang.
So that means Kalasigamang is
masculine. No.
But it is ung the masculine ending?
No.
But we had Kalasigamo above.
Okay. Okay. Right. You see, when he's asking where they are, it's Kalasigamo Hoti, how far away. So you see, Gama is a masculine noun. And Kashmirang, you see, how far away from here, Kashmirang Hoti. So Kashmirang, here Kashmira is the subject, but it's ending in ung, the neuter ending. So we know it's a neuter noun. But Kalasigamo, Hoti, the gamo is the masculine singular ending, nominative masculine singular ending. And so when he's saying it's thought of, for Kalasigama, it's Chintito, because it's a masculine noun. And when he's referring to Kashmira, it's Chintitang because it's a neuter noun.
Bhante. So this is why above we have Kiva Duro and then Kiva Dura.
Right, exactly. Okay, so now he asks, okay, so I asked Venerable Sagarananda to think of his birthplace, Taipei. Okay, now think of Dajue Se, Temple of Enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You thought of it?
Yeah.
Which did it take longer to think of?
The same.
Then you have to say, you are clever, Bhante. Okay, so then Nagasena says, Katamang nu ko Maharaja.
Katamang nu ko Maharaja.
Chirena chintitang.
Chirena chintitang.
Katamang sigatarang.
Katamang sigatarang.
Katamang sigatarang.
Okay, so katamang nu, it actually should be, we have the nu is a particle which indicates a question, and it would originally be katamang, which means which or what. So when the ung and the nu come together, then the ung turns into an n. In some books, but some books might print it still using the M with the dot. So to keep it simple, whoops. To keep it simple, we could print it this way. Katamang nu. So which Chirena chintitang, Chirena here is instrumental case, used in the sense of almost like an adverb, which was thought of more slowly, katamang sigatarang, and which more quickly. And then the king says, Samakang Bhante, that is the same, Venerable. Okay, so now Nagasena is going to apply the simile. So he says, Evameva ko Maharaja.
Evameva ko Maharaja.
Yo ida kalakato.
Yo ida kalakato.
Yo ida kalakato.
Brahmaloke upajaya.
Brahmaloke upajaya.
Yocha ida kalakato.
Yocha ida kalakato.
Kasmire upajaya.
Kasmire upajaya.
Samakang yeva upajanti.
Samakang yeva upajanti.
Okay, so evameva means in the same way, or just so, great, oh great king, one who has died here and might arise in the Brahma world, and one who has died here and might arise in Kashmir. Samakang yeva upajante. They arise at the same time. In other words, if you're reborn in the next town, or if you're reborn in another world, the rebirth occurs at the same time. Just as we could think of the same different places at the same time, so one can move to different realms of rebirth at the same time. Okay, any questions so far on this?
Yes, Bhante, I have a question. Samakang yeva upajanti. So in this case, yeva, why yeva?
Oh, yeah, the yeva just gives a little sort of emphasis to it.
So when we want to translate this yeva, we should translate into what?
You might even say exactly the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sometimes, well, it sounds a little odd. they would arise indeed at the same time. Mm-hmm. Or they would arise, I think, exactly the same time.
Okay. Okay, one more quick question.
Yeah.
Going way back to Tatam Jato, T.
Right, yeah.
What form is Jato?
Oh.
It's
the Jato going with Ahang. Okay, Jato is the past participle of Jayati. And so he's saying, there I was born.
I just wasn't understanding why it would be a participle, not aorist.
I think one could also have used the aorist.
Okay.
I think either form would be okay.
Bante?
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Shirena. Atamanyuko Maharaja. Shirena, is that an instrumental?
Shirena is an instrumental, but it's being used here in a kind of adverbial sense. Slowly, after a long time.
So Sigatarang doesn't get the same instrumental ending?
Yeah, this is interesting. I think Sigatarang also is being used as a comparative adverb. Yeah, I don't know why. You could have used Sigatarena, also would make sense.
Thank you, Bante.
Okay, shall we go on to the next passage? Okay, so now he's going to, well, the king asks him, Biho opamang karohi.
Biho opamang karohi.
Opamang karohi.
So he's saying, make a further simile, give another simile. And then Nagasena says, Tung King Manyasi Maharaja.
Tung King Manasi Maharaja.
Maharaja.
So he's saying, what do you think about this great king? Dvei Sakuna.
Dvei Sakuna.
Akasena Gacheyung.
Akasena Gacheyung.
Tesu.
Tesu.
Eko Uche Ruke.
Eko uche ruke.
Nisideya.
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 Eko niche.
Eko niche.
Eko niche.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay. Eko niche ruke.
Eko niche ruke.
Nisideya.
Nisideya.
Teisan.
Teisan.
Samakang.
Samakang.
Patititanang.
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 Katamasa.
Katamasa.
Chaya.
Chaya.
Patamatarang.
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 Pataviyang.
Pataviyang.
Patitaheya.
Patitaheya.
Katamasa.
Katamasa.
Chaya.
Chaya.
Chirena.
Chirena.
Pataviyang.
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 Patitaheya.
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 Okay, so he says, Dve Sakuna, that is, Sakuna means a bird. So here we have two birds. Akasena. Akasa means space or the sky. So Akasena is what case?
Instrumental.
Right, instrumental. But here it has the meaning, in English we would say, through the sky. And gacheyung would go. So two birds would be going through the sky or flying through the sky. then tesu is what case? Haitian? No? Higher end?
Which one?
Tesu.
Locati.
Singular or plural?
Plural.
Right. Locative plural. So among them, that is, of the two of them, eko is one nisideya. That means would sit down uche ruke on a high tree. Ucha means high, and it's an adjective describing ruke, a tree. So one would sit down on a tall tree. Eko niche ruke nisideya. One would sit down on a low tree. So niche means low. So then we have tesang samakang pati titanang. Of them, pati tita is something in this case like getting settled or settling down. Samakang at the same time. So of them settling at the same time, katamasa is which case? Yongxin isn't Hang Li Fasha?
Genitive.
Right, genitive. Very good, genitive.
Mm-hmm.
So it means of which, and chaya means shadow. And then patamatarang is first. And then pataviyang is what case? Ning jia fasher? Pataviyang? No.
Dative?
No. Kim? Pataviyang? Pati Taheya.
Could it be accusative?
No.
Locative.
Right, very good. It's locative singular. It's based on the noun patavi, which means the earth. And so we have the feminine, patavi is a feminine noun. So the locative, pataviyang, on the earth. So, of which one, or let's say, which one's shadow would land on the earth first, and then katamasa chaya chirena pataviyang pati taheya, which one's shadow would land on the earth after some time or more slowly? Okay, so since in ancient times they didn't know about the speed of light, so the king says, Samakang Bhante. He says, at the same time, Bhante. Okay, so then the monk says, shall I go through that passage again in normal English? Okay, so Nagasena asks, what do you think about this, great king? Two birds might be going through the sky. Among them, one would sit on a tall tree. One would sit down on a low tree. Of them, settling at the same time, which one's shadow would land on the ground first, and which one's shadow would land on the ground after some time, a little bit later. So you would think that the bird that lands in the tall tree, its shadow would land a little bit later, whereas the bird that lands on the low tree, because the tree is closer to the ground, its shadow would land first, right? And mm-hmm. you would actually be right, because light is traveling from the high tree. The light is coming at 186,000 miles per second, but so because the high tree is a little further away, it would be the shadow would land a split second later than the bird, the shadow of the bird on the low tree. But we don't perceive it that way because our sense faculties can't work so acutely. So it looks like they're landing simultaneously. Okay, so the king says, at the same time, Bhante. So then Nagasena says, Evameva ko, Maharaja.
Evameva ko, Maharaja.
Yo ida kalakato.
Yo ida kalakato.
Brahma loke upajaya.
Brahma loke upajaya.
Yo cha ida kalakato.
Yo cha ida kalakato.
Kasmire upajaya.
Kasmire upajaya.
Samakang yeva upajanti.
Samakang yeva upajanti.
Okay, so this is the same sentence that we had before. So in the same way, great king, one who would pass away here and would be reborn in the Brahma world, and one who has passed away here and would be reborn in Kashmir, they would be reborn at exactly the same time. And then the king says, Kalosi Bhante Nagasena.
Kalosi Bhante Nagasena.
So kalo, and here it means clever. And so you, and then si stands for usi, you are. So you are clever, Bhante Nagasena. Mm-hmm. Any questions? No questions.
So what's really the crux of this? What's
the point?
Yeah, the point of all this.
Yeah, that the king seems to be assuming that one who would be reborn a short distance away, going from Peshawar to Kashmir, would be reborn very quickly, whereas somebody who is passing away in Peshawar and being reborn in the Brahma world will take a long time to be reborn. But Nagasena points out that their rebirth will take place at the same time. Just as it takes the same time to think about Taipei or the Bronx, so it takes the same time to get reborn in another realm or a city a short distance away.
Ante, how do you spell Peshawar?
Peshawar would be P E S H W A R. It used to be called centuries ago, I think Purushavati. that's at the time when it was part of the capital city of Gandhara, a state that comprised what's now Pakistan and eastern Afghanistan. And it was once like a thriving center of Buddhism. Mm. And the Greek missions of Alexander to conquer, his attempt to conquer India, they never got into India. But the armies, at least parts of them, settled in that region and I guess intermarried with the native peoples. And so it became a sort of mixed Greek and I don't know what the original people there would have been, sort of partly of Indian descent. And so many of them just embraced Buddhism. So there could have been Greek Buddhist monks at that time. No, I'm not joking.
Is that where those super huge statues were blown up?
Yeah. Actually, the city in Afghanistan that we hear about, if you follow news about the Afghan war, Kandahar,
mm-hmm.
supposed to be now one of the most dangerous parts of Afghanistan. Kandahar is probably just a later pronunciation of Gandhara.
Hear this all on the news with the Taliban and different times, but you hear Peshwa.
Well, Peshwa is in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Bande?
Yeah.
Yes. Here, so when you say Tesang Samakang Patiktithana,
yeah,
that is actually so of them falling down at the same time. Is that right?
They're not falling, they're landing at the same time.
Landing down. So it's like, it's actually explaining Nisidati in a different way.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I said that we would do a comprehensive, because now we've finished all of the readings for the middle three lessons. So I said we would do a comprehensive grammatical review. So let's look at the grammar for section 6. And I'm just going to dwell on parts that need explanation. Some sections of the grammar you just have to learn. So we have now on page 83, we have the declension of the noun atan, meaning self. And as I said, I don't think the plural of this ever occurs. Then we have the form Brahman, which is declined similar to atan, with a few little differences. And then Rajan, which means king. So those you just have to get acquainted with. Okay, next we have a class of nouns that form their stem in IN. They give the example Mucharin. And nouns of this class usually signify a person that has a particular quality, or often it would be a living entity that is being named after some attribute of that entity. For example, one of the words for elephant is hatin, which is based on the noun hatta. The word hatta means hand. And the elephant has an additional hand. Well, it has 4 feet, but it has a hand also. And what is the elephant's hand?
The trunk.
The trunk. So it's called a hatin. that which has a hand is an elephant. There's a noun. Pucking, which means it's based on the word pucka, which means wing. And so that which has a wing or wings is what?
Bird.
A bird. Let's see if we have some more nouns of this type. Okay, so one who has the quality of macharya, macharya is miserliness, is called machari, a miser. Then there's a noun, tapas, which means ascetic practice. And one who engages in ascetic practices is called tapasin. This is an ascetic. Okay, so this, you have to be careful, because when this type of noun forms its nominative singular, what happens to the I-N is that it turns into a long I. Machari, or here we have hati. So when you look at it, you might first think that it's a feminine singular of the class ending with long I, but it's actually a masculine.
So this class of nouns is masculine, or they can be both?
Oh, of course they can be feminine, but when you have, say, hatin, that would be masculine. If we're going to form the feminine, it would then become, say, for the elephant, hatin, then it would become hatini. Okay, so hatini would be a feminine, a female elephant. And then this is declined just like a feminine noun ending in the long I. So it would form the accusative hataning, the cases dative, genitive, ablative, instrumental, hataniya. Then the locative, hatani yung, in the female elephant. Okay, then we have section 3. We have two nouns here, Mahant and Santo. Okay, Mahant is declined similar to the nouns ending in Vant or Mant. So they refer you to chapter 5, section 2, but with the following forms for the nominative. Okay, then there's the word santo, which is originally the present participle of the verb sat, which means to be, from which we get the regular verb uti. So it forms the masculine nominative singular present participle as santo. So this would mean being or existing. But then it takes on another meaning. The other meaning is a good person. And so that is the form that's given here. Santo meaning a virtuous person, a good person.
Do they use like an adjective?
It can function as an adjective describing a person, or it can actually function as a noun in itself. So santo can mean singular, a good person, or plural, the good people. You see on page 84 under santo, it says, historically, sant is the present participle of uti and still appears in Pali in the sense existing, as well as in the specialized sense of virtuous person given here. Mm. Thus, the meanings must be distinguished from context. Okay, then we have the word bhavant, which is used as a kind of address. When the Brahmins speak about the Buddha, they call him Bhavang Gotamo, the Honorable Gotama. Or when they address the Buddha, they'll call him Bo Gotama. That's the vocative form, Honorable Gotama. Okay, then we have a number, now I'm on section 5, a number of nouns in Pali that are taken over from old Vedic Sanskrit. And this class of noun in the nominative or in the stem form would end with A-S. And so the example they give here is manas. Some others would be, manas means mind. Another would be tapas, which means austerity. Tejas, which means glory or splendor. Yasas, which means fame. Tejas, fame, chetas, also meaning mind. Ojas, meaning the nutritive substance of food. And these you have to be careful in the form, instrumental form. For example, using manas, it would be manasa. Well, let's see. That would be with the mind, by the mind, or tapasa, by austerity. And then in the genitive and dative form, it would be manaso or tapaso, of the mind or of austerity. And the locative form would be manasi, in the mind. So you just have to be able to recognize these when you come, when you encounter them. Okay, turning over, we come to feminine nouns with you. Again, there are a few of these, not very many. But you just have to be able to identify them when you come across them. Okay, then we come to a very important grammatical form. This is the aorist, which is the past tense. And to make things really complicated, there are about four or five different systems of the aorist. I think the most common class is the one that's given under 7.2 that conform to the model of upasankami. But there are other forms. Again, you just have to go over them and get familiar with them.
Dante?
Yeah.
So each verb has its own way the aorist works, or can a verb have different aorist ways?
There can be different aorists for the same verb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially for like some of the simple verbs, like gacchati, to go. It gives a model here on page 87, which would be a type of aorist that one would find in the sutta literature, whereas in the commentaries there's a tendency to use the more standard type of aorist that we find in 7.2. Whereas for verbs like meaning to go, to see, to do, there are different aorist forms. Okay, then some people sometimes raise the question, what is the difference between the aorist and the past participle? The aorist is a verb. It indicates that an action was done in the past, completed in the past. And the aorist as a verb, it belongs to the conjugation of a verb. It belongs within the verbs, the system of verbs. The past participle is not a verb, but it's actually, it functions as a kind of adjective or a noun in its own right. For example, let's take these past we have on page 88, these past participle sentences. So we have so me ni mantito. He, meaning literally, he by me was invited, or he was invited by me. So ni mantito is a past participle, and the past participle is based on a verb, but it functions, here it's functioning as an adjective describing so. So he, one quality of he, of that person, is that he was invited by me. You see, what makes it the case that he was invited by me is that I invited him. If I say I invited him, then I would use the aorist. Then I would say ahung, tongue, nimanting, I think it would be. I, ahung, him, tongue, nimanting. I, him, invited. But if I invite you, then as you go about your daily activities, say, I invite you for lunch tomorrow. Say, I invite Stephen for lunch tomorrow. Now, this evening, he goes to a rehearsal. But one of the qualities that's sort of inhering in Stephen through his rehearsal is having been invited by Bhante for lunch tomorrow. So if somebody has the divine eye, they could look at Stephen and see. Maybe he's wearing a blue shirt and a black coat and wavy hair, and amongst those other qualities is being invited for lunch tomorrow. So that's a quality of Stephen. Okay, now take the other sentence. Desito ananda maya dhammo. Okay, so here we have the subject. What is the subject? Right, dhammo, the dhamma. And then the dhamma is being described as desito. Let's say desito bhagavata dhammo. The dhamma was taught by the Blessed One, by the Buddha. So the word desito is based, of course, on the verb deseti, to teach. But desito is a past participle describing the dhamma. It's like an adjective describing the dhamma. And then we could go down to the last sentence here on the page. It would be, me mahayanyo pachupatito ati. There would actually have to be something before the word me. Maybe aja, today, me mahayanyo pachupatito ati. Okay, so aja, today, may, by me, mahayanyo, a great sacrifice, pachupatito ati. Okay, pachupatito means has been prepared, and ati means is. So today, by me, a great sacrifice has been or is prepared. So pachupatito, which means prepared, is functioning as an adjective describing mahayanyo, great sacrifice. Pachupatito is based on a verb, pachu. I think it's pachupatati. You don't have to copy that down. But pachupatito is the past participle, and it qualifies mahayanyo. It has been prepared. And so, because mahayanyo is a nominative subject, so pachupatito is also a nominative subject. Wow, there's so much grammar in this lesson. Maybe let's take a break. Okay, it's 2:23. We'll give 7-minute break.